Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin Daf Samach Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. About to go back to analyzing our Mishnah after that interesting Agadic excursus. Simanei Ha'oflo Ne'amru. The Mishnah, after stating that the Simanim of a Beima and a Chaya were presented, then we got into the whole tangent about the Chaya, mentioned that the simanim of birds were not mentioned, but Chachamim gave simanim, and the simanim were the extra finger, the having the esophageal bag or the crop, the gizzard being peelable and not being a predator. All right, velo v'hatanya nesher. The Torah enlisting the non-kosher birds includes the nesher, which is sort of a griffin. Ma nesher miyuchad. What do we know about a nesher? She'ein lo etz be'itera. Does not have the extra finger. V'zefek. Does not have the crop. Enkor kavonoi klaf. Its gizzard cannot be peeled. V'doreis v'ochel. It's a predator. Tamei af kol kayotzebo. Anything that is missing all of those signs. Tamei. So torin she'ishtan etz be'itera. So doves, which have that, v'zefek, v'kurkavani klav, ein dorsin v'ochlin, are the opposite in all four ways, tahorin, which of course leaves us with a question about what about something that has some of those signs but not all. Avkoke, it's ben tahorin. Amar baye, lo nemar pirusha midivrei Torah, ala midivrei sofrim. He explains the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that the simanim of the oaf were not mentioned, that means they weren't mentioned explicitly. They were explained by the rabbis. And that's our Mishnah. Good. Tanu Rabbi Chiya. Of a baba siman echad tahor. If it has one siman tahara, unless it's on our list of, as we will see, eventually 24 or 23 birds, then it is tahor. Levisha'ein domela nesher. In other words, nesher is the model. It's missing all four. Nesher delet leklal hu delo techol. Only the nesher that has none of these signs, and therefore anything else that has none of these signs, these indicators cannot be eaten. Ha'ika deit lechad. If anything has even one of these signs, techol. So, v'leilav mitorin, why don't do the opposite and say the Torah says you may eat doves. Doves, have all four signs. Matuin de ikakulu arba av hachinami ad de ikakulu arba. Maybe you need all four. So, m'kein shar fo t'me'in de chatavachman alamali. Then why did the Torah write ravens and the other birds that it listed as being t'me'im? So, v'neilav minayu. Now, let's go backwards and say, why don't we learn from those other birds and say, if it has only one siman tahara or two, it's still no good. So, matam chata v'lo ochlinan. Most of the birds have three simanei taharas, missing one, and we still don't eat them. So, afko chata v'lo nechol. V'choshken trei v'chad. Certainly, if it only has two or one signs, so imken orev d'chata v'chamar alamali. Then you could wonder, why did the Torah write raven, which has two of the signs? Hashi le tlata lo achlinan, if you're not allowed to eat something which has three simanei tahara, ditle trevi baya, do you have to tell me that you can't eat something that has two simanei tahara? So now turn it backwards. Vleilof me orev, why don't we learn from the orev? Matam trelo, afkol trelo. So why don't we now say that two is the model? So imkein paras va'oznia dechad v'rachma alamali, the paras and oznia have only one. Why write that? Hashta didle trey, you said that a raven that has two lo achlinan we can't eat. Didle chad mibaya, if it only has one siman, you have to tell me you can't eat it. V'nigma in peres v'oznia, so why don't we use that as the model and say, peres and oznia have one siman tahara, and you can't eat it. So let's say that you have to have two or more. Imken nesher dachat av rachman alamali, then why would the Torah write nesher, hashta didle chad lo achlinan delet lechad mibaya? If it only has one siman tahara, you can't eat it. If it has none, certainly you can't eat it. I don't need nesher. Al nesher the late leklal, we go back to where we were, which is the griffin or the eagle or vulture that has no simanim, hu delo techol, ha'it lechad echol. If it has one siman, then you could eat it. Okay, good. That's the conclusion. But now we have a problem with the process. V'alatam edachad of Rahman and Nesher. You're saying that it's only because the Torah wrote the Nesher that I know that no simanim is the model. Halav hachev mena leilof mi peres v'oznia, then I would have inferred from the peres and oznia that both have one siman tahara. That should have been a classic case of Shnei Ktuvim, where the Torah presented the same, an application of the same principle in two places, the Paris and the Oznia. One Siman is not enough, and that should have made it then exclusive and not a model. The answer is Gemiri, Deika Bahai, Leika Bahai, Veika Hai, Leika Bahai. We don't know what Siman they have, but evidently the Paris and the Oznia don't have the same single Siman. So, Mechte Esrim Varba Ofot Tmeim Avu, the general model, as we'll see later on, is 24 Ofot Tmeim, 24 birds that are Tamei. It's impossible that one of the simanim in those other birds isn't also the one siman found in the Paras and one in the Oznia, which means it again becomes superfluous speech, then its redundancy makes it not a model. The answer is not necessarily. We have a tradition, there's 24 birds that are tamei. There's 4 simane tahara. Talata, 3 of those simanim, hadri b'chulu. All of them have 3 of those simanim, not all, we'll see. Esrim mehem shlosha shlosha. 20 of the 24 birds have 3 of the simane tahara, all the same 3. Utre ba'orev, 2 of those same simanim, which means there's still one siman that none of them have, is in the raven. Chad b'peres v'chad b'oznia. The peres and the oznia, one of them has one of those 3 simanim, and one has the outside guy. Dite b'ha, leite b'hai. Therefore, it's now no longer shnei ketuvim ma'im ke'achad, because we don't know what to do with a bird that has that single siman, because there's no other model for it. And we don't know which of the peres or the oznia has the odd siman. So ma'udatema leilef minei, therefore katav rachman ha'nesher, nesher delet leklal hu delo techol, it's only the nesher that has no simanim that you can't eat, ha'ikadit lechad echol, but as long as there's one siman you could eat it, and otherwise, had it not been for the nesher, we would have learned from the parasonos now that one siman is not enough. Okay. So why did the Torah tell us that you can eat a tor that has all 4? Torah doesn't have to say that. The minute it has any simanim, it's okay. To tell me that not only is it edible, you could even bring it as a korban. That you need all 4 simanim for. Okay? And by the way, the Torim, in their 2 versions, Torim Vineyona, which have all 4 simane tahara, are the only birds that can be brought as a korban, as we discussed in Menachot. I'm Rav Nachman. Hayam bakibahen uvishmotehen. If you were an expert and you understood what the birds were and their names, then ofel av siman achad tahor, that if you have only one siman, that's good enough. Lo ayaba ki b'hen b'vishmotehen, but if you're not such an expert, b'siman achad tamei, b'shnei simanim tahor. If one siman, if all you see is one siman, we can't rely on that. If you see 2 simanei tahara, then you're okay. V'ushiakir orev. As long as you know what an orev looks like, because remember an orev, a raven, has 2 simanim. So if you found 2 simanim, it might be an orev. If you know what an orev looks like, and this is not an orev, you're good to go. Now, orev atulo, not only an orev. And by the way, that means if you found 3 simanei tahara, it's no good, because there's a lot of different birds out there that have 3 simanei tahara that are no good on our list. 20 of them. Now, orev atulo, only the raven. Vatanya orev ze orev. Lemino, the Torah says, kol orev lemino, Rabbi Lezer omer lahavi et hazarzir. That's to include another kind of a bird. Rabbi Lezer, v'alo anshei kfar tamarta shebi Yehuda, yu ochli mota. The people of that town used to eat it. Meshish len zefek, because it has one siman tara, which is the crop. They're going to pay for that. They're held accountable. It's not an okay bird. Davar acher leminehu, the Torah actually says orev leminehu, so it's lemino and leminehu. We kind of see a double extension. La vi snunit levana, a white swallow. The verb alazer. Amrula valo anche galil yonochlimoto. They eat it in the upper galil. Mesha korkavano niklaf, because it has the gizzard that's peelable. Another one of our simanim. They also be held accountable for violating, eating an orev, an extension of an orev. So it's orev ala orev chol min orev. We're clearly accepting Rabbi Eliezer's position on both of these, and saying that when Rav Nachman says, if you find 2 simanim, it's okay. If you're not an expert, that's only if you know what an orev and all of its offshoots are. And this is none of them. Okay, Amar Memar Hilchata Of Haba B'Siman Echad Tahor. The halacha is that even if you only find 1 siman, it's tahor. V'hudul Odoris, as long as it's not a predator, then it's tahor. Rav Ashtar Memar Hadar Rav Nachman Mai. So what are you going to do with Rav Nachman's psak that if you're not an expert, you need 2? Amar Lo Shmieli. Amemar said, I didn't hear it. What that means is, I don't hear it. I don't hold from it. Something common with Amemar. Ma'ika mishum peres v'oznia. What are you concerned about? That you may find a bird that has 1 single siman, and it may indeed be a peres or oznia, the only of our 24 birds that have 1 siman tahara. Leitanu b'yishuv. If those birds are not in our district, in our areas, and therefore we're not concerned that you may be finding them because they're not around, and therefore any bird that you find with 1 siman tahara is okay. 2 simanim is okay as long as you know it's not a raven. 3 is a problem because you've got all these other birds that have 3 simanim that are not okay. So unless you're an expert, you cannot declare them tahor. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll continue with our analysis of the identification of these different birds. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.